From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a moment, Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, will conclude a message entitled, Christ and His Sheep. As the Good Shepherd, Christ never fails. He always brings in His sheep, and He gives them abundant life. The conclusion of this message in a moment. But first, in today's hot topic, Dr. Cairns reports that a minister resigns after Hindu killing of Christians.
Earlier this week, I reported on projections for 2008 about the persecution of Christians. One of the places I mentioned briefly was India. Here's a story that will show you just how dire the situation in those parts of India where radical Hindus can apparently run wild. According to a report, a government minister in the state of Orissa has resigned following communal violence in which rampant radical Hindus attacked a group of people from various Christian denominations who had erected a tent and were gathered for Christmas celebrations. 500 furious Hindus attacked the tent. Reportedly, some of the Hindus fired weapons, while others used sticks and swords to attack and injure their victims. In addition, in the days following, 13 churches were demolished or razed to the ground. 3 Christians were shot dead, and several others were injured. The government minister, Padmanabha Behera, who represents the local district in the state parliament, met the chief minister of Orissa at his residence on December 28th and tendered his resignation. He said, I decided to step down from the minister's post, owning full moral responsibility for the violence and disruption of communal harmony in my district. In the last few days, misinformation and misleading statements in my district were spread through media. In order to remove this public misconception and to restore age-old harmony between scheduled castes and tribes in my district, I decided to tender my resignation. It seems that all sides were happy to see the minister resign. A lot of this violence is tied into the Indian caste system. In the Christian church, there are no castes. It appears that there was a move afoot to grant tribal status to converted Christians who healed from the tribal areas dominated by the radical Hindus. A Hindu community rights organization opposed the grant and sparked the fatal violence and arson. That organization called for the minister's resignation. Minister Behera said, I'm a victim of a conspiracy hatched by my opposition, by political opponents. It's difficult to see how his resignation will cool the situation. Radical Hindus will never give up their holy war until they are soundly defeated. And no state government is going to display the necessary intestinal fortitude to confront the people on whom it depends to keep it in power. These are testing times for believers in parts of India. If any good comes out of the December massacre, perhaps it'll be that some of our politicians may follow the Indian minister's lead and take moral responsibility and resign because of the disastrous results of their political theories and policies. But perhaps that's asking too much.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean very much to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. Recently, in their publication, Major Report, the American Council of Christian Churches evaluated the U.S. Faith and Order Commission 50th anniversary event of the National Council of Churches held at Oberlin College in Ohio in July of last year. For an informative look at how far the ecumenical apostasy of our day is willing to go in disregarding the authority of the Holy Scripture, you need to read this newsletter. A free copy is yours simply by requesting it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
Good Shepherd never fails. He never fails. Verse 16. I'll give you an outline on it, and then you preachers, you can go and preach it wherever you like. Other sheep I have, there's a great company. There's the full number of God's elect. There's people from every tribe, tongue, kindred, and nation under heaven. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Never give up your vision for evangelism. Christ has his sheep. Oh, it's a dark day. It's a wicked day. It's an evil day of apostasy, false doctrine, false religion. It's a day when wicked, devilish philosophy has taken the hearts of men to new depths. Sure, all those things are true. But I want to tell you, Jesus has his sheep. If I were to ask you this morning, what does the name Medellin, Colombia, mean to you? What would you say? Drug cartel. Drug traffic. It's the center of just about everything we take to be black and hellish in this world. Death by murder, deceit, destruction, drugs. That's Medellin. And that's true. Let me tell you another little thing about Medellin that the Christian press in Britain has investigated and has reported. Somehow, of course, I haven't read too many publications here, so maybe I've just overlooked it, but I haven't heard it. As you would imagine, the jails, the prisons in Medellin are bursting at the seams. And in those prisons, for a long time now, there has been thriving one of the most amazing movements of the Spirit of the Living God in saving criminals and transforming lives. The last I read, it was maybe 10% of the entire prison population were now Bible-believing, Christ-exalting Christians. That's amazing. People go in there, dark, drug-dealing Roman Catholics, knowing nothing of the gospel, and God has been bringing hundreds of them to Christ. Jesus says, other sheep have I. Never forget that. Why do missionaries go to foreign fields? Because Jesus has sheep there. And here's a great necessity. He says, them also I must bring. Do you get the divine compulsion there? Jesus is saying, it's not an option, it's a necessity. I must bring them. There's not a single sheep given by the Father to the Son that can ever be left out. The Lord Jesus never misses one. I must bring them. Oh, that we could hear that necessity throb within our own hearts. Oh, that that would grip your soul and mine. Oh, that that would be the heartbeat of this church. Jesus says, I have sheep. I must bring them. I must seek them. I must find them. I must carry them. I must bring them. I must save them. I must. How is it that our Savior has such a necessity laid upon him? And so many of us who name his name have no point of contact or very little point of contact with what Paul said, necessity is laid upon me, and woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. There's a great certainty. They shall hear my voice. I like that because, you see, what God has given Christ, the devil will never have. The sheep shall hear my voice. They shall come through the door. they shall enter in and be saved. Here you can go out with the utmost certainty into the mission fields of the world. You can go to the darkest places on God's earth. You can preach Christ in all His fullness, knowing that God has His people, Christ has His sheep, and He is building His church. He is completing the number. He is bringing in the lost. And there's not a thing in the world that the devil's ever going to be able to do to stop it. They shall hear My voice. And then this great unity, one flock and one shepherd, fulfilling the vision that Paul sets before us in Ephesians chapter 2. For time's sake, we'll not even go there. But what a great picture. One flock. Neither Jew nor Gentile. Male nor female. Rich or poor. Just one flock. The nearer we can approach to that in our fellowship here in the church, the more heavenly we'll be. At the end of the day, what are we? We're poor, lost, wandering sheep, wounded and near to destruction. And the Lord Jesus found us and bound us up and healed us and saved us and brought us into Himself. And we're now in the fellowship of saved sheep. Never forget, that's all we are. Okay? Here's the unity. One flock. One shepherd. Now, sheep are pretty stupid animals. It's not flattering to be called a sheep. I don't know what you know about sheep farming. I don't know an awful lot, but I have friends who are sheep farmers. I have watched them. Dumb creatures. When I went up to Ballymoney at first, of course, a lot of sheep about there. And they told the story of the city slicker who came into the country school, and she knew everything. And she was teaching simple arithmetic, addition and subtraction. And she was trying to get through to Willie John. 5 minus 1 is 4. And so she thought, well, I'm in the country, so I'll say, give him a picture. Now, Willie John, understand this. If there was there were 5 sheep in that field and one got out, how many would be left? He said, none. And she couldn't get over this. And she said, Willie John, you don't know your tables. He said, yes, miss, and you don't know your sheep. How right. Stupid animals. But not half as stupid as sinners. How obtuse can we be? And even when we're saved, we don't often show an awful lot of wit. I don't know how true it would be among the flocks, but even there you'll see some bone-headed old ram, and he's wanting to ram everybody in front of him. Sheep fighting sheep. What do? Put the shepherd before you. There's one shepherd. And that's the key to the unity of the one flock. And He gives us His sheep life more abundant. What does that mean? I can't really tell you what it means, because nobody has yet discovered its fullness. Life more abundant is life in all its fullness. It's all that there is in Jesus. It's all that He has purchased with His blood. It's all that He has promised by the coming of His Spirit. It's all that the Word of God holds out. It is living life to the full. I fear sometimes that some people have the notion that to be a Christian is just to exist in the world. I fear that some Christians have the notion that to be separated from the world is somehow to have to live a sour, defeated, unsavory kind of life. It's the very opposite. He hath given us richly all things to enjoy. Anything that is good is ours in Christ. There's life. Man, live it. Live it for Christ. Blaze a trail for Jesus. Take all that there is in Him. Don't settle for some counterfeit of the world. More abundant life. The idea For of Isaiah 12, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. The idea of John 7, that if we believe in Him, out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. Men and women, He gives us more abundant life, and He cares for us. Does Jesus care? There's a hymn that asks that question again and again and again. In this circumstance and that circumstance, does Jesus care? Maybe I'm speaking to somebody this morning, and you're here, bereft in your soul. You just wonder. You say sometimes like the psalmist, no man cares for my soul. Does Jesus care? Oh yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is filled with my need. When days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Because He cares, He carries. Because He carries us, in His arms He protects us. The wolf comes, a hireling would flee. I want you to get the message. Jesus never runs away. He never leaves His sheep alone. And thus He gives to them, verse 28, 29, eternal life and eternal security. Can you see the devil coming to try to take you out of the hand of Christ? That's what it takes for a believer to be lost. For one who comes through the door to ultimately be lost. That's what it takes. Can you see that hand with the nail pierced mark, bearing the marks of His own blood shedding? Can you see that hand? Omnipotent, the hand that holds the worlds. No man will pluck us out of His hand. He gives us eternal security. He's the door. He's the shepherd.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.